I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this Monday, April 7th, 2014, to order, and call on our county auditor, Rick Finley, to offer an opening prayer.
He is friendly, though.
He is friendly.
Heavenly Father, we welcome you this morning. We thank you and just praise you again for the many blessings you pour out upon us. We thank you for blessing Taney County. We thank you for blessing Forsyth and just the whole area here. We thank you for this great springtime that we're seeing, the rain we saw this morning. We pray, Lord, that you would just help us to recognize and to honor you in all the things that you bless us with. We pray, Lord, that you would most of all help us to, again, recognize your great sacrifice of your Son upon the cross, and pray that you would just help us to share it with others. We want to lift up and pray for our leadership, God, and from the national level to the state level, all the way down to the counties and cities, that you lead each and every one of them, and just give them wisdom, dear Lord, to look to you for guidance in the decisions that they make. And we pray, dear Lord, for those that may need your healing hand, and just lift them up to you. Those that might need your comforting hand, just pray again for all those. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Mr. Williams, if you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Commission remarks. Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 339074 through 339143, warrants 5955 through 5961. Transfers from recorder's fund and transfer from bad check fund.
Second, motion's made and second to approve checks 339074 through 339143, warrants 5955 through 5961, and two transfers, one from the Recorder's Fund to GCR and one from the PA Bad Check Fund to GCR. Mr. Finley, one of the warrants has an asterisk beside it, and it says it was presented on 4-3. Can you help me with that?
I got the phone call from Cotty, and he said it was
kosher.
Yeah.
Discussion regarding the motion. What is it?
That is postage meter. They needed to get it checked.
That was a special.
Yes.
Okay.
Phelps had told them.
Yep.
Four by times.
We did that in emergency, correct?
Emergency session.
Thank you, Joanna. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion's made and second to approve payroll. Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Independent Audit Services.
Is that 9:15?
Oh, sorry. Mr. Erickson, we're going to hold you to 9:15. That was your legally posted time. Let's move to approval of previous meeting minutes.
Move to approve minutes dated March 27, 2014 with corrections.
Second.
Motion's made and second to approve meeting minutes of March 27th with corrections. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes dated March 27th.
Second.
Motion's made and second to approve executive session minutes dated March 22nd.
27th,
excuse me. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 That was with corrections, wasn't it?
Yes.
Aye.
Motion carries. Mr. Erickson, if you'd like to join us, I would like you to explain what you have in front of you. I would like to note that the clock is at 9:12. If anyone else shows up with a bid by 9:15, we will accept that as well.
I was just saying that by the time you get actually open, it'll be 9:15, so...
Especially if I hurry the way I'm hurrying now, which I'm not hurrying. This is bid number, it's actually a proposal number 201403-252 for independent auditing services. This particular process was requested by you all for me to put out with the assistance of Mr. Finley, who I will ask to join me here at the table here. This was released on our website and advertised in the local papers on March the 5th, 2014. And it was set to close this morning, or it closed Friday, set to open this morning at 9:15. We have received four packages. I had emailed bid invitations to about a dozen different auditing services, including all of the previous participants. And there were a few addenda along the way that Mr. Finley handled, assisted me, and we distributed that. So the first one that we received.
Maybe I could have Rick address this very quickly. Is a financial audit. It's an audit that I assume we'll be having on an annual basis.
Yes, we, by the contract that we drew up when we took on the bonds that we took on for the judicial facility, and I believe for the sewer department also, we are required to have a financial. And actually, we should have been started on this a little earlier than what we are. We need to be probably on top of this a little bit quicker, so to give these companies, I think we might have got more bids had we been on it a little earlier. So,
Mr. E?
Yeah, it was out for the full 30 days, which is normal. But the first package we received was from Beard, Bamer, and Associates in Columbia, Missouri, and I believe they participated last year. And I'll open them and hand them over to Mr. Finley. He'll have to have some time for review. I'll take the original there for the bid file, and you can have those. I don't know if you want to keep the envelope or not, but it looks like they've signed the required pages and included the necessary information for his review. The next vendor is KPM CPAs out of Springfield, Missouri, and they had actually sent two packages. Do you want the original? Right? Okay. I better keep the original in the bid file. And then the extra copies for any PSRs that may come up later. Thanks. And since they sent two packages, I'm going to ask you to look them over real closely to make sure they're all identical. Had talked to them on the phone, and they were having issues with the mailing address. So, looks to be identical just on the face of it. The next one is from Cochran Head Vic and Company in Kansas City, and they had also participated last time. Nice ring binders. They're not ring binders, but ring responses. And then the last one is from Lisa Wright in Columbia. She participated as well.
Is Lisa Wright the lady who had the company that found this last year?
Yes.
And that's all we have. So, you want to request a formal agenda for Thursday, you think? Or? Okay. We would request that a recommendation for award for this RFP be scheduled for this coming Thursday, if it's at the commission's agreement, if you all are meeting on Thursday. And Mr. Finley says he can complete a review and offer recommendation at that time if that meets with your approval, gentlemen.
If you will take those and break them down, we will then notify you as to when we can bring you back, whether it be Thursday or Monday, if that's okay.
Okay.
Appreciate that, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm going to move the sheriff just for a moment because his item is only going to take a short period of time. Sheriff, if you could come up, and then we'll come back to Mr. Castelletto.
Morning,
sir.
Thank you. Mark Rise was up here with me, too, but he ran downstairs real quick. We'll be coming back.
I'm sorry, I didn't know he was with you. I just I snuck him to help set us up.
We can go ahead and start in on this. What we've been notified by, of course, Microsoft and the Highway Patrol that everything that all of our computer systems that kind of touch the Highway Patrol's computer system has to be updated away from this Windows XP. Actually, the deadline is tomorrow, but when they quit doing the maintenance of the Windows XP. And for the Highway Patrol's system to maintain secured, we have to update ours to the Windows 07 at least, or off forward. Been discussing this with Mr. Rise with the IT office and everything, and many of our computers that we have are not able to update due to the age of them. And he'll have to explain more of that to talk to you, but I know the newest of our computers were purchased back in 08 whenever we moved into the facility, and several of them are older than that. We have a total, I sent you an email on it. The initial email said 24. We've identified two other computers, a total of 26 computers that have to be updated in order to go to this security system. And those all do touch the state's system through the CODI system on ours.
Let me ask you a question real quick. They're going to stop maintaining the system.
Yeah.
The systems will still be operating, won't be maintaining the system if something happens. Is that?
Well,
you want to join us, Mark? I'm sorry. Come on up.
Mark, yeah, Mark, I'm sure.
Well, the way I understood it is that the state system itself doesn't even want to support anything that's on Windows XP anymore.
Right.
So it's not that it'll stop working. It's just Windows XP has been all up in the news about being end of life, and Microsoft's not going to release any more updates for it. So at this point, the state's kind of abandoning it and forcing everybody to upgrade. If you're going to use the Mule system, they don't want Mules installed on Windows XP at all, just due to the security vulnerabilities it's going to have, or it's going to be opened up for in the very near future.
Would you think that this was a mandate of the state?
Basically, it's being we're mandated to update to have access to the Mule system and state.
The reason I'm asking is because we're not talking about an expense that's going to be a small expense. We're talking about a major expense. I'm curious if the state is going to be picking up this major expense statewide in all 114 counties if they're mandating this change.
I've seen no indication of that.
I'm asking because there hadn't been any discussion through our association. Has there been any with the sheriffs of the violation of the Hancock Amendment? No?
No.
Go ahead. I was just curious.
But yeah, basically to maintain the security and to maintain on the state system, which is very crucial to us, we're going to have to update. The cost of it is $679.03 per computer. Mark said that's on a state bid. I have 11 of these computers deal with the jail system, so I can pay for those through an inmate security fund. That's a total of $7,469.33 out of the inmate security fund that we can use. 15 of them are outside of that system, and that's what we're asking for assistance with is $10,185.45.
And all of that can be installed through our IS department? Everything can be handled, or is there anything outside that we're going to need on top of this?
No.
10,000 plus. What about the balance of systems that we have throughout the county system? Computers that are in the judiciary that are not in the sheriff's department?
I'm pretty sure the majority of our computers throughout the courthouse already are. Everything we've been updating since I've been here has been getting Windows 7
right out of the box. So I'm actually, maintenance has some Windows XP machines still? Okay.
Is that the only department that you're aware of?
At the moment.
And we can't do that in the sheriff's department. Of course, the machines are old. That's goes without saying. Yeah. If we purchased those in 08.
These are like Pentium 4 computers that are still out there, so. We've got to get rid of them sooner or later.
It's all about the Pentiums. I think that was a Weird Al song, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Danny, Brandon, questions? Obviously, it's not in the budget.
So they're too old to just upgrade to a new version?
A Pentium 4, you can't really upgrade them to anything usable anymore. And if so, they'll just move at a snail's pace.
You said they're from 08, so they're 6 years old.
Yeah. If that's truly when they were purchased, I don't know.
That would have been the last ones that we'd have purchased. Where we moved in 08.
Oh, wow. Okay. That makes sense. I mean, if we can get the rest of the county kind of on a 3 to 4 year new computer refreshing recycle of some sort, these kind of problems will be a little bit easier to adjust for. But right now, with every department having to, basically budget every year for what they want, and every year they just kind of see what they see fit. What do I need? What do I don't need? And that old machine's still working great. What do I care? I'm sure this problem will keep revealing itself as time keeps moving on. I mean, I don't know. It couldn't hurt to get more onto a policy like that where computers were not aggressively replaced at that timetable, but at least aimed to be replaced at that timetable. I mean, nobody would want a Pentium 4 at home to surf the internet and do anything at home with right nowadays.
These are on the state bid.
Yep.
So we can utilize that, so we could mobilize quicker to take care of this.
Oh, yeah.
Will you do me a favor and make sure that what you mentioned and what the sheriff has mentioned, that there's not anything else that we're missing within the system itself, because we could take care of the problem in one fell swoop.
Would you like to address the maintenance, the older maintenance computers too, or?
I don't know.
How many computers do they have? Do you know?
Two.
There's only two?
Yes. That's being addressed right now.
It is?
Yes.
Okay.
We've got an okay from Renee.
Do you gentlemen have a problem with us moving this from the contingency fund and taking care of the issue that's in hand?
No.
Let's move forward, Mark.
So just address all the other older ones, too, and maybe we can move a lesser machine still but newer machine into replace the Windows XP machines there as well?
Whatever you feel is in our best interest.
Okay.
But we definitely need to address the sheriff's department problem right now.
Yeah, well, we've got him outlined out right now for sure.
And is the state bid the cheapest?
We haven't really, we've been comparing state bids, but we haven't really put them out for bid. It generally is pretty close. They're not, it's not like the WISCA contracts and stuff like that are actually they're pretty competitive.
And we know this complies with what? The Highway Patrol.
Well, this is by their recommendation,
right,
for sure, yeah.
You mentioned you were talking about Cody. These will work fine with that software. And then now the city of Branson, did they get away from it? Didn't they just get some grant that they're
not yet?
Not yet.
They're working on it.
What, getting away from Cody?
Yeah.
We're all working.
Right. But these will be fine for any future within the next 4 years.
I would say, yeah. There's no. Windows 7 is kind of the standard issue operating system right now. They're not even pushing on the Windows 8 platform yet, really. They're preferring everybody stay on Windows 7.
Is that going to change in 2 months?
Not at this rate. With Windows 8, I don't think.
Gentlemen, with no objection, I would tell Mr. Riss to move forward with the sheriff.
Other than this is going to be an ongoing problem, and I would ask
excuse
me, bring this up at the commissioners' meeting, starting with the first Southwest Missouri meeting, which I think comes up pretty shortly with the commissioners. If we're going to be mandated to change computers by the state in a certain period of time, then I think the commissioners, state commissioners, should.
I don't think were we mandated or recommended.
I've got a letter here from the Highway Patrol.
It's pretty much saying if you want to use our system,
yeah,
it needs to be on Windows 7.
And of course, they're going back to the FBI's requirements for them, so they're kind of being mandated also.
Is that something we could have a copy of? We have the legislative conference next week, Dan, with, I think would be quicker than the commissioners.
Well, what I'm asking is that we ask them.
I know
we're a participant, whether it be through the federal level, if it's on the FBI, or
I'll get you a copy of all this.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Hey, Jimmy.
Mr. Castellano, Christy, we're going to have a presentation, so court orders will be some time. If it's all right, I'll get a hold of you rather than have you sit here for 20 or 30 minutes. If, thank you.
Ron, I'm going to be. I'm going to step out for this company.
Is that ready for
you? It's going to be within
18
minutes.
You just take it when it comes. Whatever you need to do. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
When you, will you be sitting?
Is that where you'd like me to sit?
If you'd like. If not, I can give you the podium. Either way. But we are actually broadcasting live over the internet, and that's also how we record, and I thought if perhaps you sat, we could capture your presentation.
That'd be great.
Again, good morning.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
If you do take a chair, if for the record you'll give your name and the position, and we'll start at that point.
Which one you need brought up?
Whatever he wants to do.
We don't have it. No, because he's got it. Because he's got it. His flash drive's in.
So he needs somebody to click that? Stand in recess for a couple of minutes. Thank you, sir.